Welcome to the NewsRamp Real Estate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Tuesday evening, June 3rd, 2025, and we have a lineup of real estate headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Kensington Vanguard hires Roger Saylor as Vice President of National Commercial Business Development. Kensington Vanguard National Land Services welcomes Roger B. Saylor, Esquire, as Vice President of National Commercial Business Development. Saylor, with extensive experience in commercial title insurance, will lead Michigan operations from Detroit. Zach Marco also joins as National Senior Commercial Underwriting Counsel. Saylor aims to provide top-notch title and escrow services to Michigan's commercial real estate market and beyond. Brian Cooper, KV co-CEO, highlights the company's growth in the Midwest, with recent expansions in Illinois, Kentucky, Indiana, and now Michigan. Kensington Vanguard's three divisions cater to diverse clientele, offering services for commercial, residential, and 1031 exchange transactions. For more information, visit kvnational.com. Q&A with Devorah Kermish, Director of Community Relations with Gulfstream Goodwill Industries. No one deserves to age into homelessness. Devorah Kermish, Director of Community Relations at Gulfstream Goodwill Industries, leads high-impact outreach initiatives to empower individuals through employment and training programs. Gulfstream Goodwill is the largest provider of homeless services across five counties, offering safe shelter and housing solutions. Sadly, there has been a 65% increase in seniors experiencing homelessness due to affordable housing shortages, inadequate financial support, and healthcare barriers. Palm Beach County has implemented initiatives to address this crisis, but more help is needed. Gulfstream Goodwill has launched the Out and About program, providing essential resources to seniors to prevent homelessness. To support this cause, contact Gulfstream Goodwill at 561-273-4200 or seniorsupport at goji.org.
Q&A with Chad Roffers, co-founder and CEO of Concierge Auctions. Chad Roffers, co-founder and CEO of Concierge Auctions, leads the world's largest luxury real estate auction firm. With a background in tech and real estate, Chad's vision brings transparency and efficiency to high-end property sales. Concierge Auctions, backed by Sotheby's and Anywhere Real Estate, offers a global network of high-net-worth buyers and sellers. Luxury real estate auctions provide a defined timeline, driving competition, and ensuring market-driven results. Chad dispels the misconception that auctions are a last resort, emphasizing their strategic value for motivated sellers. In today's consumer-driven real estate landscape, auctions offer speed and certainty, appealing to buyers and sellers alike. Leveraging technology, Concierge Auctions has scaled globally, creating a transparent and competitive bidding environment. Chad's leadership philosophy focuses on innovation, collaboration, and giving back through the Key for Key program. As the luxury market evolves, success lies in adaptability, vision, and building exceptional teams. Chad's advice to aspiring real estate professionals: build trust, stay informed, and embrace innovation in this fast-moving space. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Real Estate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.